Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 36, talking about the idea of Oni and what does that really talk about. So the Gemara talks about what purpose does the Torah state that matzah is bread of Oni? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva explaining, to exclude the making of matzah from a dough kneaded with wine, oil, or honey. These ingredients add richness to the dough so that it would no longer be classified as poor man's bread, the bread of Oni. The notes point out these ingredients as well as milk are deemed to enrich the dough. Other types of fruit juices, however, do not have this status and are not excluded by Rabbi Akiva. However, most are shown to maintain that other fruit juices are also included in this teaching, and this is indeed the halacha. The notes also point out lachem Oni can be rendered exegetically as poor man's bread, from which Rabbi Akiva expounds that matzah must be made only from the very simple ingredients a poor man would have available to him, like flour and water. Matzah made with enriching ingredients such as wine, oil, or honey cannot be used to fulfill one's first night obligation. The idea here being to talk about and think about is that of enrichment, how different things can take a bread from a lechem oni, from a poor man's bread, and to make it into a rich man's bread. Make it into something rich, make it into something really important and full and fatter in a certain way. For ourselves, we could think, what can we do? What can we add? What can we infuse to our life to take our life from a poor man's life, a secular man's life, a non-Jewish specific way of life, and turn it into the rich man's bread, into the rich man's life? And the simple solution is through following the guidebook of the Torah. The Torah gives us the method, gives us the ability, gives us the derech, and gives us the path to enrich our lives and to increase our lives and full of satiation, full of fatness, full of beauty, full of spirituality by following the path out to us by Hashem through using Torah, through using mitzvot, and using chesed opportunities and chesed all around us. Without the Torah, God forbid, our life would feel very poor, would feel like poor man's bread, lacking the basic necessities of what we need. It really is just water and really is just flour. Nothing enhancing it, nothing special about it. You go about your days, you might work, you might do good things, but you're missing the meaning, the purpose, the spirituality of life. We need to enrich our bread, enrich our lives, put fatness into our bread, into our lives, by following the Torah, chesed and mitzvot, finding every opportunity to be mekadesh Hashem Shemaim, to bring a kiddush Hashem to the world, to infusing our talents, infusing different abilities to make the world a better place, to mean or lagoyim as our nation, to try to bring morality and to bring light to the world around us. Just as the Gemara talks about taking that poor man's bread, which is just flour and water, and enriching it with different fruit juices or different ingredients to make it into richness of a rich man's bread and dough, so too we should think how to take our life, which could have been simple, could have been basic, of just flour and water, had we not been privileged to be able to be a part of Judaism and the Jewish people with Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, to make it a rich life, a full life, a wonderful life. Understand, appreciate the beauty of Torah life, following life by the Torah, and figure out ways to enrich in our life every day with more Torah, more mitzvahs, and more chesed throughout all of our days, through all of our people. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 37 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.